This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. The cider business is booming in some parts of Appalachia, especially across the border in Virginia. In that state, 18 cideries exist, and last year their sales jumped 200%. Industry analysts expect the cider boom to continue. But here in West Virginia, the very first facility to brew hard cider in the state is celebrating its grand opening this weekend. On Saturday, Hawk Knob Cider and Mead in Lewisburg will be open. Roxy Todd traveled to the cidery this week and brought back this audio postcard.
When I pull into Hawk Knob Cidery, I pass dozens of sheep grazing in the fields. I park next to a truck loaded with empty wooden apple crates from a nearby farm. Apples that must have been juiced and brewed into cider and mead. All those wooden apple crates tell me I've made it to the right farm.
Well, here we are in the Greenbrier Valley. We're basically at the base of Muddy Creek Mountain. It's a pretty wide valley for West Virginia, and it has these gentle rolling slopes, which, to me has always spoken to me, and it just feels really good here. It's a wonderful place for, fruit trees, apples in particular. I'm Will Lewis. I'm a co-owner of Hawk Knob Hard Cider and Mead.
I'm Josh Bennett, co-owner of Hawk Knob Hard Cider and Mead. This is really, it's a real dream. I know that sounds like a cliche, but we've just really, this has been a real deep passion and dream of ours ever since starting brewing mead together in cider back in college.
So I started making mead, and that really piqued Josh's interest too, because he's been making cider, growing up his life.
Yeah, I had grown up making hard cider. Where I grew up in Highland, Virginia, which borders Pendleton and Pocahontas, just about everybody had a cider barrel in their cellar. And so I grew up making anywhere between 5 and 8 barrels a year. So that was pretty traditional. And then when we started making mead together, we started making cider and mead in college, and I think we were already dreaming of doing this commercially from that time.
I'm Haley McIntosh, and this is...
I'm Trevor McIntosh.
And we are here at Hawk Knob trying some cider today.
Well, might as well, you want to get a little tour of the facility? You've already had it.
Yeah, sure.
The vats over here on the left is where we do most of the primary fermentation at. That's also how we carbonate the cider at the end of the process.
Well, let's try some cider.
So this is really what I grew up making, and I just still can't get away from drawing cider right out of the barrel, because it's working through its process. It's still fermenting. The cider's still got a lot of floral stuff coming out in it. You're getting kind of the freshness of the barrel at the same time. It's pretty exciting when you drink a raw cider that's still working right out of the barrel. And in our traditional cider, we've really tried to kind of replicate the sort of effervescence that you have in a cider that you pull out of the barrel. We've kind of really got the most minimal amount of carbonation in that style in the traditional hard cider to replicate this, what's coming right out of the barrel.
It smells really good. I really like this.
So this is mead. Have you ever had mead before? So this, you're going to taste all of the different characteristics that you would expect from the apples, but then you're also getting all the characteristics of the honey. And
oh, I definitely taste the honey.
So
that's what
honey,
that is.
If you think about it.
Do you taste the honey?
No, it
lingers on, too.
Yeah.
Like, I still taste it.
We don't like drinking sweet stuff, so we make dry mead and dry cider. And our meads, we feel... We age them, we oak age them, and they're really dry and complex, and we feel they could even stand up to other types of table wine, like Chardonnays, or even the red fruits could be compared to Merlot or Pinot Noir even. And it's a product, cider and mead for that matter, are products way better suited to our region agriculturally than French hybrid grapes, This is apple country, probably one of the best apple growing regions in the country next to the Northwest. So if we could get off French hybrids and move towards our heritage in apples, that would be a good thing for us to do in West Virginia. All of these apples were sourced locally, and actually all from one farm in Monroe County, Morgan Orchard.
What is an elderberry?
An elderberry?
What is that?
They grow all through Appalachia.
Oh, okay.
And in elderberries, it's a kind of a low shrub. They're pretty ripe in the late fall. And traditionally, a lot of people used to make elderberry wine in the fall, all through Appalachia. So we kind of took off on that tradition and steeped the elderberries in our cider. And
I'm actually,
that's what we're going to have now.
Elderberry, I never heard of such a thing.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful color. This is like a deep kind of burgundy rouge color. It's very similar to what you would expect to see in like an aged wine. That's what this color reminds me of, an aged red wine.
I like that.
People are really seeking craft hard cider now. We are the first one in West Virginia, and we're proud to be, but it's pretty shocking to me that we are the first one in the state. You know, there's really not many better places to be making hard cider, and it's truly part of our cultural heritage. It's part of our past, and we should be reviving it.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Lewisburg.
Hock Knob Cider and Mead is open this Saturday from 2:30 to 4:30. The cidery is also open next week by appointment. This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:50. Rain today. Temperatures will be in the 50s. Mostly cloudy overnight with a chance of rain or snow. Lows in the 30s. Continued mostly cloudy on Friday with a continued chance of rain or snow. Highs only in the 30s on Friday. Scattered snow Friday night. Mostly sunny on Saturday and cold with daytime temperatures in the 30s.
West Virginia 511 is reporting a vehicle accident on the West Virginia Turnpike northbound I-77, a mile marker 74 near Sharon, in Kanawha County on westbound I-64 at mile marker 50 near Cross Lanes. Please use caution in those areas. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the West Virginia Division of Rehabilitation Services, enabling and empowering workers with disabilities to meet business workforce needs. Employer services at wvdrs.org.
Pop Shop is a music academy in Morgantown where previous musical training is not a requirement and where there are no age limits for those who want to learn how to rock. Students at the school just had a Skype date with a musical legend, West Virginia native and recent inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Bill Withers. West Virginia University students from the College of Media, Shannon McNeil and Jackson Lilly, bring us this report.
Why do I like music? Because... No, I don't know. I guess I was just born that way.
Parents and students, like Emma, met at the Mountaineer-based Pop Shop to have a Skype chat with Bill Withers, a native West Virginian and a recent inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Do you know anybody that doesn't like music at all?
No.
Gotcha, huh?
The Pop Shop exists in this 106-year-old building that used to be an elementary school. As you walk in, you see colorful spray paint graffiti art of famous musicians' faces covering the walls. You'll also hear bands playing anything from the Rolling Stones to Lady Gaga. What started as a small private business with 11 students has expanded and formed into a nonprofit organization housing a creative outlet for almost 90 kids and scholarship students ages 8 and up. Musician and teacher Chris Russell named the school Pop Shop. He founded the academy in the early 2000s, believing that popular music is a powerful musical education tool.
You know, I've worked the odd jobs and taught private lessons for a long time, and a lot of the kids came in and said, hey, my friends all play instruments, we're going to start a band. And then they come next week, they come back, and I was like, ask them if they got together, and they'd say no. And so I thought, well, what if we facilitate that and find a place to do it? And we started doing it in a small studio in town.
And Chris is now a full-time music educator, but he is also a musician, and he spent plenty of time as a performer, touring across the U.S. as a member of a band called The Argument. The band members were all music teachers, and while out on tour, they would take breaks and teach students during the day. At night, they would put on a performance for the school and raise money for music programs. The band called this concept of teaching while touring Pop Shop. Chris and his bandmates even secured funding from the Justin Timberlake Foundation to help the music education endeavors. The argument broke up in 2006, but Chris kept a more rooted version of Pop Shop going in Morgantown. Pop Shop now has 21 bands running, with 90 students ranging in age from 8 to adult.
8-year-old students Addison and Brooklyn explain why they love Pop Shop.
You get to learn new instruments and how to play them with different songs.
And because you get to have fun and learn new things.
7 instructors teach at the academy. Their backgrounds range from soundboarding to performing and even include steel drum making. Keith Moon says he loves teaching at Pop Shop because his students keep him young.
Just, they have this energy, you know, that I wish I had still, you know, so just one of those things. I think that he just made me a kid again, so that's why I enjoy it.
Student-wise, though, I mean, they can be any level. We used to say have some basic knowledge, and then we started getting calls from kids that just wanted to try it. And if they're willing to try it and have fun, I'll take them.
Chris hopes to expand Pop Shop one day to different locations. But in the meantime, he likes to bring different locations and people to him and his students, virtually.
During the recent Skype call, one parent asked music legend Bill Withers what advice he would have for someone hoping to get into the music business.
Well, the first piece of advice I would give to him is find out whether you're good enough that it's practical that you pursue that. The important thing is to be good at life. And shoot your shot, you know. You know, if you think you can go to the moon, try. But don't make all your clothes moon clothes. You know what I mean? So it's a good, yeah, I think it's a good. So my advice to anybody about anything is get as good at everything you can do as you can. And then life will tell you what, you know, which way you're going to go, because it's really not your decision. You know, it's other people decide whether you're going to make a living in music.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackson Lilly.
I'm Shannon McNeil.
In Morgantown.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.